A gentle heart needs no excuse. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A gentle heart needs no excuse. How often have you spoken to a group of people, and as you spoke to them, they looked at you and said, "But we've got a problem here. We have circumstances here that are overwhelming us, that are making us very unhappy." And you say to the people, "Okay. No matter what the circumstance may be, if we give it our unconditional love, it will work out in divine order." And they say, "Sure, it's easy for you to talk because it's not your problem. It's easy for you to say those things because it's not something that you're facing." We are all facing the same thing at the same time. It all depends on whether we have a gentle heart or whether we are concerned in a very unhappy way with what's going on. We can always change our point of view from being distressed to being fulfilled, from being distressed to being aware of what is the highest and best that can be done. Now you say, "It's easy for you to talk about nothing and say something and talk about something and say nothing. But when you're facing a circumstance, then it's really tough." "Well, what do you mean?" "Well, here I am. My sister's dog just died. And she was very much in love with that dog. That dog was the treasure of her life. That dog was very meaningful to her. And now she misses the dog. Now she misses the dog. All right. Let's have a gentle heart about this. And let's talk to your sister. All right, Angela. Your dog has just died. Angela, why did your dog die?" "Well, my dog was sick and he died." "Was your dog in pain?" "Oh, yes." "Well, was it a blessing that he could be released from that pain?" "Oh, yes. It was such a blessing because he was hurting so much and I was hurting for him." "Well, now, is he released from the pain now?" "Yes, he is." "Where has he gone? Where do dogs go when they die? Where do people go when they die? What happens when we die, when we leave this body? What takes place in our life when we leave this body?" "Well, when we leave this body, we continue living because our spirit is always alive. Our beingness is always alive. We may leave a body behind, as we do when we die normally. We may leave a body behind. We may leave it behind because we no longer have any use for it. We're going into another dimension, which takes on a different kind of a body, which takes on a different kind of a world. Well, now, why did your dog leave his body behind and go to a different dimension? Because he was ready to do that. Did your dog have to die? Could he have been healed? Could he have been cured of his problem and maintained himself in this body? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you take care of him and go in and have the operations or whatever necessary to help him maintain a life continuing on this body, on this earth, on this plane? Well, I didn't have the money for it. I didn't have the money. And oh, I feel so sad about that. Well, was it that you didn't have the money, or was it that he was ready to go? You see, when we're ready to go, we put ourselves into positions where we can go, where we can move on to other dimensions and to other experiences, where we can move on and be happy wherever we are. And he was with a gentle heart. He moved forward with a gentle heart into his next experience. He moved forward with a gentle heart and moving forward and in a way that you could not afford to put the money and pay for the operation. Now, Could the operation have been a success? Oh, yes. Could it have not been a success? It's a possibility. It's always a possibility. Well, was it the choice of your dog to leave this dimension and go into another plane of life? Yes, but why did he leave me? Well, was it that he wanted to go his way like children who leave the nest? Like little birds who jump out of the nest and fly away and never come back to see their mother bird anymore? We have life situations that we're living, and sometimes we get bound up in ways that sort of make life sound cruel. And life really is not cruel at all. And when we have a tender heart, when we have a gentle heart, we're able to live with every circumstance that comes our way and say, all is in divine order. Now, when you say to yourself, all is in divine order with Angela's dog, what are you saying? You're saying, the dog chose to go in the direction it chose to go, and it is done. But why would anyone ever choose death? Why would anyone ever choose to leave? Angela's dog loved her, and she loved him. And they were so happy together. They meant a great deal to each other. Well, when you have a job, and your boss says, well, the company has just been sold, and all of your jobs are being done by robots now, and there's no more job for you. You say, oh, that's terrible. Oh, what am I going to do? And you see, if you would just say, all is in divine order. I now have my right job. I now have that which pleases me and that which affirms my talents and uses my gifts in the most beautiful, magnificent way. And if you say that, then the company changing its format would mean nothing to you. You'd be going on to a new adventure, to a new experience. All is in divine order. And so when Angela's dog dies, it's all in divine order. There is a divine pattern. There is something beautiful being revealed there. We don't live for our bodies. We live for our spirit and our mind. We live for the genius that lie within us. We live for that magnificence of who and what we are. A gentle spirit is truly what it knows what's going on. A gentle spirit is all that matters. A gentle spirit needs no excuse. It needs no excuse for being what it is. When a child leaves the home, he needs no excuse for leaving the home. He's going off on his own. Where are you going? What are you going to do? Here at home, you're protected. Here at home, you're fed, you're housed, you're clothed. Here at home, you're loved. Here at home, all of your problems, we take them away from you. But, Mom, I got to go and have my life. I got to go and have my adventure. Children don't always say that. They just get married. And so then they start their own home. Or they go to school and go away to school, go into a distant city, and all is in divine order. Truly, a gentle heart needs no excuse. When we live our life in gentleness, in firmness, in direction for whatever comes our way, we create it by our thought, we create it by our choices, we create it by our gentle heart. And all is good and beautiful. Life is wonderful, and life is magnificent. Life is a day when each one of us choose whatever it is that makes us happy, makes us feel fulfilled, makes us feel that this is a great and wonderful world. Do you feel that this is a great and wonderful world for you? Do you have a gentle heart that needs no excuse for whatever it entertains, whatever it does? Truly, a gentle heart needs no excuse at all. A gentle heart needs no purpose, no direction, no understanding from anything outside of itself or inside of itself. A gentle heart just flows with life. And if someone comes up to you and says, "Hey, I got some questions I'd like to have you answer for me. How can I live a more happy, complete life?" And you say, "Well, you know how you can live a more happy, complete life. You tell me. What would make you feel joyous? What would make you feel good? What would make you feel wonderful?" And so then the person begins to tell me what makes them feel wonderful. And then I say to them, "That's right, that's right, that's great. Go for it." And a gentle heart needs no excuse. A person who's following their own inner wisdom, it needs no excuse. You don't have to have reasons, for in the infinite causation of all, there is no reason, there's no logic. It just is. And all of life, there is no reason, there's no logic. All of life just is. You and I are gentle hearts, and we need no excuse for doing the things we do. We follow our heart. We follow the wisdom within us. We follow the love, the genius, the joy that we are in ourselves. When a parent talks to a child and the child says, "I got to go do this," and the mother says, "Very good. Now, is there anything I can help you on that?" "No, Mom. I got it all under control." So, well, then you go and you follow your heart and do what you know is best for you, and I know you're going to be the happiest person in the universe. "Mom, you always know how to make me feel right in doing whatever I choose to do." And Mom, sometimes the decisions are hard, but no matter how hard the decisions are, I just remember that you always say, "Well, follow your heart. Do whatever is right for you to do. Follow your heart. Follow your heart." And Mom, I do. I follow my heart. And in following my heart, I feel good about everything that I do. Yes, Angela's dog was ready to go on to another dimension. It was time for Angela to release her dog because it's all in divine order. Now, what is Angela going to do? Is she going to get herself another dog? Is she going to be a time without a dog? Is she going to feel sorry for herself missing her dog? Or is she going to be delightful that her dog has gone off to another dimension and that her dog had chosen to spend time with her? That her dog had chosen her as, of all the people on the face of this earth, she was his master. She was his friend. She was the pack leader for him. And he was content. Now, Angela can go and get another dog if she wishes. But before she gets the next dog, she says, "What can I give of myself that any pet coming into my life will feel the happiest he can possibly feel?" And Angela will come up with the answer. And the answer is, Angela can give a gentle heart. A gentle heart to her pet, knowing that the pet always does everything right, knowing that the pet always makes her feel 10 feet tall, knowing that everything in her life is a pure joy and a pure delight because she has made it that way. You and I can do the same thing. We can take our gentle heart and we can live our life and do all the things that we do, making no excuses for anything that we do, just doing it out of the love of our being. And as we do it, because of the love of our being, then all is in divine order. And all is glorious, and all is good, and all is now. And truly, could anything be much better than that? Could anything be much better than to say that a gentle heart needs no excuse? And a gentle heart lives a wonderful, fulfilled, joyful life, now and always. Have a grand and glorious life, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.